Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host
Niñas Bien Podcast. We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
All the way from the top. And it don't stop.
Yo, welcome back. SSID episode season 3.
Yeah, facts.
First episode, man. We know people have been slandering us, talking about where's the season 3, where's season 3? Word. It's finally here.
We was hibernating, y'all, my fault.
We was hibernating, getting our life together.
Facts.
So for anybody first time listening, it's me, Van Red, Evan, whatever you want to call me. And I'm here with my boy, my good co-host, my main man.
Facts. Yo, it's Brunel, feel me? Now I got a new name. Name is Burns now.
Burns.
Call me Burns.
What's the, give him the Twitter, give him the Instagram, let him know, like.
Facts, Bernie_Mack, M-A-C-K-K.
Yes, man, and we're back. It's been a long time coming. I appreciate everybody's patience and waiting for us to come back, but it's finally here.
Word.
So what have you been up to in this hiatus?
Bro, applying for jobs, and I finally got one.
Yo, Brunel's got the like job. It. Yo, make some noise for that. Got a job working, man. The Rob.
Facts, Rob, Donnie, Chris, Mike, Just, everybody. I can't name everybody, but. Shout out to everybody.
Right, man.
Y'all some cool people.
So, what else you been up to? I know you ain't just been working. We gonna run through everything we've been through. It's recorded. It's documented everything we was doing.
Really, bro. Just been working, man. That's all. I just want to leave it at that. I'm just been working. I'm not going to go into the other stuff.
Okay. All right, so I don't know what I've been up to. I've been, doing a lot of soul searching.
Facts.
Like, not like, you know, in deep, you know, kind of stuff, but like just figuring out what I want to do, getting my mind together,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. We're going to talk about a lot of that stuff that happened. We're going to do a whole recap of everything that's happened, man.
Copy.
But we got to start the show like we always do. What are you feeling? What are you not feeling? Do you want to go first or can I go first?
You go first.
All right.
You see, like, you got to get a lot off your chest.
Yo, it's been a long 6 months.
Facts.
It's been a long six
that's
months.
A fact.
So, all right. So, what I'm feeling working out because I just started, I got a personal trainer, mm-hmm. like maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it's been hell on earth for mm-hmm. me, but it's been, I like working out. Like, I like going to the gym. Like, I get all the gym memes now that like people make. Like, I get them. Like, the people don't put.
You be doing day one.
Yeah.
Day three.
Day 10,
day 30.
And I get that, and I get when people don't put the weights back on the rack. Like, I get all those jokes now. It's funny now. I can laugh at them, you know. Before then, it went over my head. But, like, yeah. So I've been doing that. Been working out. It's good. I like it. I like the change. Mm-hmm. So if you see me eating something I'm not supposed to this summer, just knock it out of my hand and call me a fat ass. Right? Like, you see the piece of pizza, just, you know, DM me on Instagram, like, yo, what are you doing, fat ass? Like, put it down.
That's a fact, bro. I probably ran, honestly, since the weather's been good, I ran like 3 or 4 times so far in the morning.
Oh, you trying to go your workout stuff?
I'm actually trying to go every other day.
Oh, okay.
Facts. And then just go off to work.
Okay. You got the track right there, so you might as well take advantage.
Shouts to LR.
I miss living over there because the track being right there is so clutch. Like, you know.
Bro, 30 seconds. I'm
locking on the track. all your workouts, right, man.
No matter what time of day.
Yeah, right? All right, so what are you feeling?
Eating healthy. I've been
you on your healthy stuff too.
Yeah. I'm trying. Right now, it's been like 2 weeks no soda.
SSID, aka the workout boys. boys.
Not trying to have like pause, like eat meat like that.
Okay.
Probably just like chicken.
Chicken. All right.
Yeah, not red meat like steak and I don't know, beef, brisket, all that stuff. Definitely no pork, but, you know.
Really? Like, I can't eat meat. Like, people, like, my parents make fun of me because I'm, like, the one vegetarian in my family. So, like, they get on me about that. But I can't eat meat. Like if I eat meat now, I'll feel sick. Like, I wouldn't feel, like.
No, I feel you. Honestly, I think the only reason why I eat meat is really just the wings. Like, I think that's really it. Like,
you can't turn down the wings?
Yeah, I think that's the hardest part.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Just turn down the wings. Other than that, like, I don't really be having meat like that.
Yeah, not for you. All right, so what else I'm feeling? I'm feeling Ramadan. Facts. I like Ramadan's been like a good little like reset on me. It's like a hard reset that I needed, man. Facts. Like, so no drinking, no, you know what I'm saying? No participating in foolery. I just been doing what I had to do and go home, man.
Got my water with me right now. Yeah, I'm waiting until like 8:20, 8:15 to drink.
See, Vanille does the hardcore. He does no food or water. I got to drink water, man. I can't go too deep into it like that, man. But Ramadan's always good. It's a good way to focus up, you know?
Yo, you know, it's crazy. One of my boys, shout out to Mo Muhammad. He's Muslim, and he was like, "Yo, man, you're fasting. You know, you've been rewarded because I would win the sneaker raffle."
Oh yeah, on the raffle.
He'd be like, "Yo, what's going on here?"
I think it's a correlation between the two. You know, my eyes. So yeah. Anything else you feeling or?
Anything, right?
Yeah, so anything. But
I'm feeling that. I don't know if it's Ari Lennox or Ari Lennox, but I'm feeling her album.
Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about all the albums and stuff you missed.
Fire.
We're gonna talk about that. But yeah, I'm just feeling summer coming. Like I'm just
the vibe is nice.
Yeah, like I feel like people are happier, people are a little nicer, people are holding doors for each other.
You know? Saying thank you, yeah, please thank you.
Please thank you. You know, simple things like that. But I feel like the winter was like it wasn't even really snowy this winter. Mm-hmm. It was just like I feel like the weather was just harsh. It was just like windy, super cold.
The shit was random though, cause like it'll be a day in February. It'll be a day in March where it's like 70 degrees, then the next day it's like 35.
It give you a little hope, and then just knock you back down. Like damn. Even this week, like it's been like better this week, but then it like it'll be super cold in the morning. And, like how do you dress? I don't know how to dress for this. Like,
bro,
I leave the house with a jacket. I come home and I'm like, dang, maybe I should put on a tank top.
Monday, everybody was pulling up with like T-shirt, shorts, but then at nighttime it was fucking 59 degrees.
Yeah,
but it was 80 something. It was supposed to be 85.
Yeah, it's like the weirdest thing. Like even when I was walking into work, I see people wearing shorts on the way in. I'm like, I have like a full jacket on. Like, you know, I'm wearing like a hoodie. Like, I'm like, am I wrong or is like, I don't know, man. It's weird. But yeah, I'm definitely feeling summer coming. It's a lot of good events coming up. You going to Duce Palooza, right?
Yeah.
This would be out after, so hopefully you've had a good time in the future.
Facts. I hope y'all enjoy y'all Memorial Day weekend.
You got any events? You got any events you go? You definitely going to this summer? Off the top of your head?
Oh, Caravana.
Oh yeah, you going to Caravana? Yeah, I think I'm about going, but like,
I
gotta go, right? I gotta go.
You have family, bro. You have family out there. You better pull up.
I do. I gotta go to Caravana, man. It was fun last year, so I definitely gotta go.
Shout out to my Caravana group. Feel me?
Oh yeah, the group. I had to leave that group chat. It was too hectic. It was too much.
Well, it was a lot of shit going on in the beginning, but we good now. We settled.
I just was like, yo, who is rooms?
Who are these people?
All these people.
Those are my cousins, most of them. It was like what, 13 in the chat?
It was too many. I feel like once a group chat gets over like 5 people, we're doing too much. Like, you know. Cuts gotta be made, like somewhere. But Caravana definitely. Curl Fest. You going to Curl Fest?
Yo, if there's a Friday,
schedule, I
work on the weekends, so but we'll see. Like, you feel me? Some days I might be able to leave early, and that shit's still popping off.
Yeah, for me, man. I sat on all my PTO, sat on all that because I know how summer is, you know. So,
and the crazy thing is, I have a lot of PTO left. I probably got like I probably got like 40 something hours left. So come out.
Like, what are you doing?
We'll see.
So come out.
I'll talk to my manager.
Yeah.
Yo, Mike, hold me down, bro.
So Curl Fest, always do Afropunk. Every year I go to Afropunk. That's like end of August. But, you know, Everyday People. Yo, you ever been to Everyday People?
No, but I heard about it and I RSVP'd, but I couldn't. I couldn't go.
Yeah.
I just started working too, so
they have them like every other week in the summer. So,
yeah. Secret locations and all that, right?
Yeah. Super.
I know Cheyenne and
exactly.
That one.
Exactly.
Shout out to VV.
What else? MoMA PS1. You got to come to one of those.
Okay.
Good times. Right in Long Island City.
Okay.
It's good times, man. Yeah. Shout to Kai. Shout to Amanda, DeAndre. I went with them last year.
Good Amanda time. Be out? She be partying?
Rarely. But yeah,
I figured that.
Rarely. But all right, so that's enough of me feeling. What are we not feeling? You got anything off the top? I got a little bit. There's a lot of stuff going on in my shenanigans.
I'm not feeling he's passed, but I'm not feeling Nipsey's death.
We're gonna talk about Nipsey. Yeah, we're gonna talk
that
about
definitely
Nipsey.
Hurt.
I feel like Nipsey needs his own you know.
I'm not feeling the shit that's going on Twitter right now with the women in box braids.
My brother, I'm happy you said this. That was exactly
like, I don't really care about that.
My thing is, how do you slander box braids for women? I feel like that's like a summertime staple that like, what? How do you slander box braids? What? Women in braids in summer, just go together, man.
Facts. Yo, this, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
It's like, it's weird, man. But I feel like Twitter finds a way to slander everything. Like anything you enjoy, they're going to find a way to slander it.
Like when everybody was going to, what was it? Mykonos? And Greece? Santorini.
Like, why is everybody going to Santorini? Like, it's a good vacation.
Can't go to Santorini?
Like, you can't enjoy nothing? Like,
it's just because they can't afford it.
Yeah, pretty much. I know when people were slandering Endgame, I was like, yo, nothing's safe on Twitter. Like, nothing is safe. Nothing is, you know, sacred to them. What else am I feeling? I'm not feeling the back and forth weather, but we kind of talked about that anyway, you know. The weather's just been super back and forth. I'm not really feeling that at all.
Yeah, I just need it to be like 75 to 80.
Yeah, pick a side.
Feel me? Know? Cool in the morning, cool at night. It could be hot during the day. You know, I'm indoors anyway, so I don't be caring.
Yeah.
But when I'm outside, I don't want to be feeling hot. I don't want to be feeling sweaty and shit. I just want to
just pick. If it's going to be cold, let it be hot, you know.
That's Mother Nature, man.
Yeah, it's too back and forth for me. I'm not feeling the battle of the sexes on Twitter like recently.
What's been going on? Like besides the box braid shit, but I don't know if that's...
Just the whole threads thing, like,
okay.
Drop a thread here.
Yeah,
it's like a dude to slander something that a woman does, and then they'll make a thread. I'm like, why are you even entertaining these dudes, man?
Yeah.
Like, these people get a rise off the attention.
To be honest, it's really just on Twitter, because I feel like half the dudes they encounter in person is not like
it's
that.
It's not like that. I guarantee you.
Or, like, the conversations about those things don't even come up in person.
Like, in real life, the battle of sexes thing is just, like, I don't see it. Like, I feel like people...
They be trolling.
But on the internet, you know, people do weirdo stuff like that. All right, so, Benil, it's time for the new segment of the show.
Oh, we doing this fashion
segment. Fashion report. The fashion report with B9.
Bear with me, y'all. It's my first time. Fashion.
All right. So what are you noticing? Like, what's the trends for the summer? Like, what are you seeing people doing? You think it's gonna be the movement for the summer, fashion wise? All
right. Well, we see the neon color going.
Oh, I like the neon color.
Shots I like it. No, yo.
Once again, I like the neon stuff. Like, I don't get the slander.
No shots thrown at that. I'm all for it. I like the bright green. You feel me?
Right.
Highlighter combo. All
right.
Shit, you feel me?
Looking like a sexy highlighter.
Yeah. Every day, coming a different color. You feel me?
Right. Flavors.
Right. And then match it with the toes. Nail polish.
Toes. The white toes.
Nah, it's gotta be like yellow or green.
Oh, you the fluorescent?
Well, summertime, wintertime, keep it white, whatever. Yeah. But when your toes is actually out and showing.
Right. Okay.
For dudes, obviously the waist bag, shoulder bag.
The clout bag.
The clout bag. You know, your regular ones, I feel like everybody's gonna be bringing out their ones.
I feel like the Jordan ones, it's the year of the ones.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fact.
Everybody's gonna be in. Speaking of ones, let's talk about these Travis Scotts that one half of SSID was able to get.
Facts. Yo, Meryl, you should have just asked. You should have told me.
Talk about just ask.
You should have told me, just ask. Help me, I was trying to help everybody out. Everybody eat.
That's cap.
But it was luck.
He was like a ninja, man. Brunel, he went away for 2 weeks, came back in the chat.
I got him.
And that was it. Like, what?
All unread. Like, yo, you can get these for me? Yeah. And that'd be shit.
Exactly. Everybody in the world
pop
scrambling.
Back up, like, yo, I got him.
Everybody else scrambling for these sneakers.
Right,
and
trying to find the info.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but I didn't get my size, y'all, so it's cool. But it's for the flip. I'm selling it for the high, you feel me? So if you got, yeah, I'm selling it for the high. It's for the flip.
Oh, for the flip.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think I'm. I don't even know if I'm gonna try to even get my size
how,
right now.
How off is the size? Is it like super? It's like a half size.
A size 7.
So what size?
Pretty
do you
rare.
Wear?
I'm a size 11, bro.
Oh, I'm thinking you about to style on them.
I'm not wearing
this
it,
is
bro.
This is a business acquisition.
Yeah, bro.
All right.
You feel me? After working where I work, I try to you know.
You see the scam.
The ins and outs.
You see the scams. You see the plays being made. That's why I hate the sneaker store dudes, man. Y'all get all the sneakers, don't want them, and then just...
That's a fact.
Y'all ruin the sneaker game.
My manager just had a talk with me the other day, like, yo, he's like, you like hype shit, and I'm trying to tell him, like, I don't, but he was like, nah, bro, you like hype shit. Like, you'll wear certain shoes you'll wear that are hype, you feel like you have to get them. But you don't want to wear them at
the
same time.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, Brunel has all the hype sneakers. You won't wear them, though. They're just sitting in his room.
Sit there, or you want to resell them.
He'll take a picture with them, you know.
Yeah, right.
For the chat. Like, yeah, seen these the other day. Like, just walk past these. I'm like, bro, you just... But he won't wear them. You'll never see him out in them at all. Shit is ridiculous.
Oh, man. All
right, so anything else you want to touch on fashion-wise or... You want to dive right in.
I want to fashion. One more thing I want to say with the fashion stuff is shout out to Kirby from Pyre Moss. Like,
oh,
I really I try to follow him as much as I can. I really look up to him. And oh yeah, shout out to Ev from Murder Bravado.
Oh, Bravado, Bravado, yeah. We're gonna hopefully have him on this season. What's up, Ty?
Facts, what's up, Ty? I fucks with the brand. I definitely want to get me a pair of jeans, like some custom shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I ain't got the bread right now, but
we working on that.
Yeah, hopefully you pull up when you come through. We gonna talk.
We gonna chop it up. But yeah, man. Shout to that, man. Thank you.
And a whole bunch of other fucking Yeezys coming out. Y'all know about this.
We don't care about Yeezys.
Yeah, we don't
fucking
Yeezys, man. Kanye over here having brunch and choirs and all. I don't know what he's doing.
I don't want to see anybody
Sunday service.
I don't want to see anyone in the glow in the dark joints. Like rap.
I ain't gonna lie though.
Don't do that.
People's at my job gonna have it.
And
the resale is pretty, you know.
Nah, I seen
good.
The resale look kind of weak. Yeah. Like, I was looking at it and it was like 400, 500 range. But I'm like, for a Yeezy, that's kind of low.
Especially, well.
They retail 250.
250.
So it's like, that's not even a crazy
plus
flip.
Tax, that shit going to be like 270 something.
Yeah, that's not even a crazy flip.
Fuck Yeezys.
We're going to stay in that. Fuck Yeezys. All right, so we've been going for a very long time. As you guys know, if you're a listener of this show,
mm-hmm.
6 months, right? Left out December.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like 6 months. A lot of shit has went down. I think so. I don't know if we're going to have time to cover everything that went on, but we're going to try to cover a lot of the shit that we missed. All right, let's start at the top of the year. A lot of people might have forgot this. R. Kelly. We got R. Kelly out of here. First of all, what did you think of the documentary series? Like, did you watch it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course I watched it. I was appalled. I was really confused, but then I'm like, yo, he was really doing all this shit, like really kidnapping them.
Yeah, it felt like it was weird.
They had a bucket to piss in.
Yeah. I think as black people, we knew R. Kelly was bad. We knew he was a monster. But we didn't know to this extent. It was like
after like six chicks was talking about it, like, I don't know. You think the parents were? The parents had any idea?
I think the parents had somewhat of an idea what was going on, but I feel like they were more going off of we want to help our child become a star, but they didn't know the means and R. Kelly was going to take it, like the extent, you know. But it's all weird to me. Like everything about it is weird. From his security.
The tour members.
The whole Aaliyah situation.
The moment you saw Aaliyah in the room with him, like, come on.
Yeah,
come on,
and then
that's it.
The thing with his ex-wife. And then
and
you see it's still happening. When the craziest part about the whole show was when the lady went to go get her daughter from the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was the craziest part to me. And I was just like, wow, this is R. Kelly dude. But he's out of here. Like, he gave us he's a terrible person, gave us great meme content, though.
He said, does this make any sense?
I feel like that right now. Like, is this camera on me?
is this camera on me? Listen, people.
He said, that is
think
stupid.
For yourself.
R. Kelly's a nutcase. That might be the interview of the year so far.
Facts.
I haven't seen nothing funny yet.
That's the interview of
that and Soulja.
Oh.
Big Draco.
Drake?
That's up there, too.
Damn, we've been going for that long. Yo, damn.
A lot has happened in 6 months, man. But, yeah, the R. Kelly wrapping that up, man, he's basically out of here, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be going to jail. He's broke. He doesn't own none of his music.
Can we watch the Contagious video for one last time?
Nah, it's over. It's over, bro. Wrap it up. It's finito.
Yo,
it's finito. It's done. But so another thing that happened is the whole Jussie Smollett situation with him lying. It's too much. Another thing that's so convoluted. It's like I don't know really what's happening with this. Like, obviously he lied because he said he got attacked by two white dudes, and that's proven to be false. But like,
he was making up.
He did get it, but the people he said attacked them said they were paid for something else, like paid for personal training, not to attack him, you know. But it's weird, man. But he beat the charges, though.
Oh, yeah. He got an A1 lawyer.
You know why it's good for us to wait?
Why?
Because today it came out that everything that happened with that case is going to be unsealed soon. So we're going to get the full layout.
Okay.
So people can make their decision whatever way they want to go with it, man. But
so what's up with him being on Power? He's still going to be on, Empire.
Oh, I don't think he's on that show no more. I think he's not even being wrote in for this upcoming season. The fact that the show's still on is amazing to me.
Yeah, I don't be paying attention.
I think everybody's seen that show for one season.
And then
I was like, all right, I'm off this.
My mom still be watching that show. I don't
really?
I think so. I don't know.
I feel like middle-aged black women, they keeping the screens on, bro. I feel like they the only ones.
She's like, ooh, I got to watch my Power. Yeah. I mean, on my Empire. I'm like,
yeah, man.
I don't know. She be watching all that. She be watching. Your mom. Shout out to my mom, though.
Love she watch OWN, like Oprah's Network. My pops be going crazy.
Maybe
with that.
I think it depends what's on it.
My pops go crazy with the OWN, man.
My mom be watching, like The Voice, American Idol. Still,
my grandma be calling me like, "Did you vote on American Idol?" Like, grandma is not 2003. I'm like, I'm not voting on American Idol. Like,
what's his name? The she dead. Oh,
William Hung.
Yeah, he not there no more. So yeah, I don't care. Right.
Ruben Studdard is off the show, grandma. Like,
he's not gone.
He's not sorry for 2004. Like, it's all right, grandma. Like, I'm not voting.
Yeah, mommy, jacking all that stuff. Shark Tank, but I fucks with Shark Tank though.
Yeah, Shark Tank.
Seen the inventions and stuff. Where does this little kid? Or elderly people on the show
coming up with like cool stuff.
It'd be dope. Yeah. It'd be dope.
Yeah, but like back to Jussie, it's a wrap for you.
Yeah,
I don't think you gonna get like more roles after this, or you think?
I think so.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think it just takes time.
Yeah,
give him a year. He'll be back.
He might be on some Tyler Perry shit.
My favorite thing is he was going around. He had that he popped up at somebody's show and was calling himself the gay Tupac. That was pretty funny. Hey, hey, Jussie, God bless. Another thing we forgot to mention, 4 for $13 live show.
Facts.
Shout out to them boys, man.
That was a good show.
Justin, good show. Rios, Eve, Danielle.
Yo, I want to have a segment like that with the Rio. The Rio had
for
this,
the
like,
love,
for the love of Rio.
For the that love was, of Burns.
For the love of Burns.
For the love of Burns. All right, we can do that.
Word.
We can set that up. We can make that
happen. Have like three women, three contestants.
We can set that up. That can definitely happen.
Yo, Rios, you put me on game, Rios. That was a good idea.
Yeah. But shout out to 4 for 13, man.
Facts.
Good venue. It's good to see everybody come out. Like, it's weird when you have friends from different group circles.
Yeah.
And then it'd be one event that everybody's at. And it's wow, it's like some Avengers link up shit.
Facts,
like,
facts.
You know?
I seen somebody that's cool with my cousin, and my cousin, like 30.
Right.
It's like a whole different generation.
It's crazy, man. Shout out to the bartender.
Mm.
Good drinks. You want to know a wild thing that happened to me that night?
What about the drinks?
Oh, it was good drinks.
Okay, that's it?
It was good drinks.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
It was good drinks. Like, what do you want me to say?
Listen.
she blessed my cup. Mm-hmm. You know the wild shit that happened to me that night? So my brother, I'm drunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
My brother calls me and he's like, yo, I think the furnace is on fire.
that was the night?
That was the night.
Oh.
So I'm like, I've never been in a super serious situation like that while drunk. So I'm just like trying to like sober up.
First of all, you didn't even read the message and understand what it was.
I read the text message and I called him. I'm like, yo, is everybody good? He's like, yeah, the five people are here. I'm like, what? So I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, we're going to have to go to a hotel for the night. I'm like, okay. So he called me back. I'm like, damn, so I got to go to the hotel, whatever, after. So he called me back. I was like, you know what? He's like, the five people bought the big... you know, the big fan thing to clear out the house. They open the window and said, we'll be fine. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Like, man, all this happened in the span of 10 minutes. So, like, my emotions are just, like, super up and down. Like, so it's weird.
Now you're in a new crib.
Yeah, now I'm in a new spot. Damn. Move with
it. You got to have him? Yeah.
It's crazy, man. But, shout out to 4413. It was a good live show.
Facts.
Once again, we're going to have them on eventually.
Can't wait.
My guys. But, so let's talk about the new music that came out this year so far. So what are you bumping that came out this year? Like what is your rotation?
Nudie.
That Nudie is hard.
Facts.
Shout out to Extendos, that song.
Word.
Nudie.
I like Gas Station. Gas Station is probably my favorite.
Yeah, Gas Station's a good song.
And Dispatch was dope. Meg Thee Stallion shit was cool, but yeah, it was cool.
I like the one 21. Mister.
Yeah.
What else am I bumping? That Future album was great. The Wizard?
Oh, I only ran through that once.
It's good. So good.
I ain't listened to it a second time.
But the thing is, I feel like a lot of times that happens when albums come out top of the year, they kind of become forgotten, especially with how frequently music comes out now. It's like everybody's dropping every week. It's like a big rush. But like that Future album is still great.
Bro, I'm still bumping Burna Boy. And that's 2018.
Burna Boy had a great album.
That shit is, there's no skips on that.
Did the Baby come out this year? Was that this year or last year?
I feel last like year.
Was it? Baby on Baby?
It might have been this year.
Yeah,
with Suge.
Yeah.
I keep saying Suge.
Suge Knight. Yeah, but it was really good.
Ari Lennox, bro.
Love it. Love that album.
No skips on that.
What's your favorite song? I like Break Me Off. That's my.
I don't have one.
Break Me Off is my joint. BMO.
Yeah. I got Static. Whipped Cream is dope.
Whipped Cream's so good.
Manaya put me onto that. Shout out to Manaya. She was like, "Yo, listen to Whipped Cream." I'm like, "All right."
Yeah, it's a great song.
Static. FaceTime.
Oh yeah, that's
FaceTime
a great song.
FaceTime is fire. Up Late is perfect.
We just named basically like 75% of the album. Yeah.
It's a great album.
It's a great album. You can't debate that.
We can't go to the concert, right? Me and Amanda wanted to go to the concert. I'm like, yo, let's link and try to go, but that ain't gonna happen because it's just sold out.
Already?
Yeah, so we was like, all right, y'all could come through. Like, we about to tell Cheyenne, like, yo, we gonna have a fire pit. Yeah. We gonna have like a bonfire and just play her album.
Yo, Cheyenne loves a bonfire. It don't matter what the occasion is.
Like,
yo, y'all get wood?
Yeah, y'all get wood. Go to 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Shout out Cheyenne,
man. But, yeah, Ari Lennox is good. I really like the Tyler, the Creator joint.
Oh, the Igor shit?
Yeah. What do you think about
that?
What's your honest opinion on the album, though?
To me, it was different. Like, I knew he would be singing on tracks and stuff, but it seemed like the whole album was that. Except, there was probably about two or three where he was, like, rapping.
Mm-hmm.
I think I still like Cherry Bomb more than
all I like Flower album. Boy. I think Flower Boy is his best project to me.
Mm.
But I feel like I'm kind of done with the sound. Like, I feel like he kind of ran the sound into the ground with the pianos.
But that's him.
I get it, but it's like
the chords and everything.
It doesn't feel like Pharrell Light to you. It feels like Pharrell Light. Like, he just tried to make like a grumpy version of Happy. I feel like that's all his music sounds like now. Like, it's great. It's great at times, but I just like, he's been doing that sound since he had that album Camp. Not Camp. Oh, I forget what it's called. The one with Beamer on it and all that kind of stuff. Tree Home and all that.
I'm about to find that right now.
I feel like that whole thing has just been like kind of like ran into the ground. I like it, but I just like it's time for something different. Like Tyler, like we need like a new thing for him. What's that album called?
Wolf? No.
Was it Wolf?
Nope. Was it Wolf?
It might. It's the one when he's on the bike in front of. It's like an animated version of him. He's like on the bike in the cover.
Damn, I don't see it here.
I'm trying to think of the name of the album. I'm going to find it.
Oh yeah, Wolf, Tree Home 95.
And, yeah, all that.
Yeah, Campfire Parties and Over.
Since,
Beamer,
since that album,
he's Beamer should have been like 3 minutes, bro. Beamer was fire. Why did he make it what a minute?
Yeah, that shit was good. But I'm kind of like done with that sound. Next album, I kind of want something different from him.
I don't know how more. I don't know how more different, different he can be.
Like, get a different drum kit, like something, bro. Like,
so you want him to go? You want him to kind of go back to like the golf?
Like, he doesn't have to go full demonic eating roaches, he can, like, I just want to hear. I like when he raps, bro. Like, that
okay.
Like that potato salad song he has with Tyler, mm-hmm. I feel like that's perfect. That's the perfect pocket for him. Like, you know, kind of want to hear more braggadocious Tyler, the Creator kind of raps, you know.
Okay, okay.
Personally. Okay. But, yeah, man, anything else you've been bumping? Like, how you feel about this YG album coming up?
I don't know.
I'm a little. I'm YG's number one fan.
I know.
But
I
still, know. I'm like, we'll see.
I think I heard a snippet of that. It seemed like he was
the Go Loco.
Yeah. That was him. That was his song, like in the video, right when he was cooking and all that in the kitchen. Was that his song?
With Tyga.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I heard. Yeah. That's gonna be a heater because it's got Tyga on it. You know, Tyga dropped nothing but hits.
Summertime, Tyga.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But as far as it being like My Crazy Life,
I don't know. I feel
still
like
Brazy was fire too.
I feel like he got classic. I feel he kind of like took a step back with Stay Dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I like Stay Dangerous, but a lot of people it wasn't really received well. But mm-hmm. I liked it. But I don't know. We're gonna see, man.
I'm trying to think. I know there's. Let me find out right now. I be bumping because the. Oh yeah.
What?
That Pop Smoke shit.
Oh yeah. Word. Yo, I just got put onto that like maybe like 10 minutes ago.
Baby
right?
girl, come and meet the Woo. That shit is fire.
Before we got in here, we gotta talk about the rise of Meg Thee Stallion. Facts. She become a star within these last 6 months.
Facts. And just so y'all know, like, I really fuck with her. For her music, not really.
She's
like,
talented,
yeah. Like, she talented and she bad. Like,
she can rap, bro.
Like, of course, we like the photos and the videos, but
it helps.
She really, it helps. You feel me? Make me more of a fan. But
she's so talented, though. Mm-hmm. Like, great rapper.
Oh,
Fever's Heart.
Tiara Whack. I liked her album.
That was last year, right?
Nah, I think it dropped this year. It was like 30 minutes.
The Whack World one?
Yeah, wasn't that this
that
year?
That was last year, bro.
That was last year.
Last year.
Dang.
That's how time is, man.
Yo, I only.
That was last year.
I started bumping that shit like
that's
March.
The one with Hungry Hippo and all that. Yeah.
Wow, I'm out the loop.
That's last year, I think.
Right here in front of me, The Emotional Oranges. You ever heard of them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good tape.
That's a good tape.
What else?
I seen everybody bumping that on like Instagram, whatever, what have you.
Hold on, let me not forget. This is fam right here. My cousin Tevin. Feel me? Shout out to Tez. Feel me? Facts. I am who I am. Feel me? Y'all go check out that album. Feel me? When y'all get a chance, listen to that.
Promo. New shit.
Facts. Yeah, gotta shout out my cousin. Shout out the fam. And the Schoolboy Q Crash Talk.
Oh, yeah, Crash
Talk. I love that. I loved it.
I was underwhelmed, bro.
Here you go.
And I love Q, but I was underwhelmed.
So 5200 wasn't fire.
It was okay.
The Crash Talk song wasn't fire.
The best song on it is Num Num Juice to me.
So Crash wasn't fire, Water wasn't fire.
I got that water. It's all right.
Num Num Juice was cool. Num Num Juice should have been longer.
Yeah, it definitely should have been longer. I thought we had this extended version.
You don't like chopsticks? I know you don't like chopsticks.
Hell nah, that shit garbage.
Chopsticks.
garbage. But you can't talk about music without talking about Nipsey. Nipsey's passing, unfortunate.
Facts.
Where were you when you found out? Because I was in the middle of moving. Like, literally, like, I'm taking boxes into the new spot.
Yeah.
And I seen the letter on my phone, Nipsey got shot. And I was like, whoa. But, you know, it's messed up to say, but I feel like rappers get shot all the time. So I'm like, he's going to be all right.
Yeah.
You know, like, he'll be fine, hopefully. Yeah. But then when I seen he died, I was like, man.
Normally, all right. Usually now when I think a rapper got shot, I'm not even thinking about he literally got shot. Like, I'm thinking he got shot at.
Yeah.
They missed. Or, like, he got shot in the leg. He
like the Rolling Loud kind of situation.
Yeah.
Like,
or, like, remember in 09 or 2010 when we found out when Fab got shot in the ankle at the club or some shit?
Yeah.
We, like, to be honest, all right, that, you know, I can't even bring up that time because that time I really thought it was something serious with Fab, but he got shot in the ankle.
Yeah.
I mean, you could still die from getting shot in the ankle, but when I found out, like, Fab got shot in the ankle, I didn't really think it was that serious, but. Yeah, I thought, like, Nip, like, got shot at or something.
Right.
I'm like, but who gonna shoot at Nip? Like, he good everywhere, you feel me? Like, who really?
There's somebody who's well-respected, you know? everywhere.
No matter where he went.
No matter where, like.
Yo, that, it, I was at work, bro, just doing my thing. I was about to clock. I think it was like 30 minutes till I clocked out.
Yeah, it was like 5 on a Sunday, something like that, 6 on a Sunday.
My boy Just, shout out Just, he's the one who put me on this Pop Smoke. he came into like my side of the office, like the shipping side of the office, and he was talking to my manager, Mike, about it. And I didn't know what they was talking about at first, but they were stressed, bro. Like, their head was down. They was sad. They were sad. It's like, yo, what's going on? I heard, like, yo, Nipsey. And I heard, like, Nipsey, oh, they shot him, this and that. I'm like, I go on the computer. I go on Twitter. I see all that stuff. Right. I seen the picture, but I low-key scroll right past it because I wanted to act like I didn't see it because I really didn't want to see him on the floor. Like, and the video shit, like, that's not cool. Yeah. Like, don't post no video.
I hate,
somebody.
Like,
that was so corny.
I don't like stuff like that, man.
That was so corny. But,
it's kind of messed up as, like, Americans, like, in a way, we're kind of, like, so desensitized to seeing shit like that. And it's, like, it's crazy because it's happened so frequently now.
Yeah. But this one hits so
different,
bro.
It hits home,
bro.
Man. It's, like somebody, because, like, me and you, we grew up in that blog era, right?
Yeah.
So we know about, we was on the internet, like, when Nah Right and Two Dope Boys was popping.
Exactly.
And, like, to me, like, one of the first people to really pop off during that was Nipsey, you know? Like, Hustle in the House, Bullets Ain't Got No Name, Marathon. Like, those are, like, early block ever classic music tapes, you know? So I feel like everybody's been a Nipsey fan for a long time. So, like, it's weird, man. And it's super weird because you see, like, he was really on the cusp of being a superstar.
He probably was a couple of songs away. Like songs, if he was living right now with the Khaled shit dropping, like
it's weird.
What he was doing.
It's so eerie because the Khaled joint. I feel like that was him. Like you know, like
getting a send off.
Like I'm here. Like you know what I'm saying. Like I made it. Like I'm here. Like if he was alive, I feel
I'm here.
Like you know,
I'm established.
Like I'm established now.
But he didn't even have to prove that. Like we already knew. It didn't matter if he was low key. Like. As an artist, like, we knew what he was doing as an artist, and we knew what he was doing as a businessman.
As a person, bro.
Yeah, even as a person, you know? Like, in his community, doing good in his community, like putting people on.
Like, we knew he was solid. Everybody, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy how all it takes is one person decision to affect so many people's lives. Like, the dude that killed him, it took him, like, that time to shoot Nipsey, and it affected everybody worldwide, man.
Yo, like I was crying, bro.
Yeah,
I wasn't bawling. I was tearing up. Like my eyes were red. I was tearing up as I was on the train. Like, dang. And it's crazy because it's like,
nah, I definitely cried, man. Like,
I was like, this person looked at me as if something was wrong for me tearing up or crying because Nipsey passed. But we're not gonna really get into that. But I was just there's nothing wrong. Like, I can't mourn. Like, I can't cry.
It's like.
Somebody I looked up to and admired past. Like,
yeah, and it's just like, it's like.
Yeah, I don't know him. Like, I don't know him like how I know you.
Yeah.
But I felt like I know him.
You've grown up with Nipsey. Yeah. Like, Nipsey's honestly, like, been the soundtrack to our, you know, our late teens.
Yeah, yeah.
To being men now, you know? So it affects you in a way, man, especially his music. The one positive I did see from it is, like, just the outpouring of love, man.
Yeah.
It's, like, from everybody.
And, like, people really grinding. But like, I just hope people don't stop. Like, I don't want the summer to end and people back on the bullshit.
Back on the bullshit,
keep grinding, man.
And then it's like,
and I'm kind of glad we're here now because it's been a long time, and hopefully we progress from here.
Yeah, and it's just like, it was just cool to see everybody just outpouring and just music come together. You know, everybody. And the thing I like about Nipsey, he got his flowers while he was here. It's like people told him when he was here, like, yo, you're great, you're doing great stuff, like. And so that was good to see. It was hard to watch his brother at the funeral.
Facts.
Tell those stories, like, you know.
Yeah. Like, yo, the dude built a computer at, 12?
Yeah. And it's just like, me and you, we have siblings. So you know that bond you share with your sibling. It's different, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, your siblings, like, they're your biggest headache and your biggest relief.
Yeah,
like, that's how I feel. Like, my brother's annoying, like. But I love him to death. Like,
My sister, too. But, like, I know she's talented.
Yeah.
And I want the best for her. So,
So, it's weird, man. Shout out to Nipsey, man.
Yeah.
I ain't want to get sad for a minute, but you had to talk about Nip, man.
I've been waiting to talk about this. And now a lot of stuff I really wanted to talk about Nip kind of went away. But hopefully next episode, I'll probably bring it back up again.
Yeah, man. I'm sure Nip's gonna be reoccurring.
Oh yeah.
You know, Garden was going on with him. Let's talk about something funny. Let's talk about the Knicks and Zion. Let's talk about the Knicks. Not
yeah, I mean, something told me we wasn't getting the number.
But you know what? You know what, Benil was rare? I felt a sense of comfort, bro. I felt comfort because I feel like the Knicks, we're in a good position any way you slice this. We're in a better position than we once were. Because I look at it like this. If we get Zion, cool, right? Mm-hmm. If we don't, we still got a chance to get KD, AD, and Kyrie, right? Mm-hmm. But even if, let's say we, worst case scenario, right? We strike out on all three of those, mm-hmm. all the major free agents, right? We still have a great young core of players that can grow together. Because if we have Mitchell Robinson made the all-rookie team, right? Mm-hmm. Kevin Knox was right there on the door, right? Dennis Smith has just turned 21, and he's our point guard, mm-hmm. right? We have the third pick. We can still get R.J. Barrett, right? We still mm-hmm. have Dotson. We have Traer. You know?
Yo, but we Knicks have too many guards. What are they going to do with them?
We got to expand our roster. Don't get me wrong.
Like, and then we just acquired Dennis Smith, so it's like, you think he might – I don't know. I was having a talk with Cafel.
Dennis Smith stays.
And he was like, Dennis Smith Jr. is probably going to go.
It depends.
If what Kyrie comes
– Oh, yeah, of course. If Kyrie and KD come, we're in win now mode. That means those young assets, if we got to ship them, we ship them. Yeah. You know, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I like those guys, but if we got to ship them, we ship them. But also, if they don't come, we have the building blocks to a very good team.
I do like the core.
That wants to fight, you know? Yeah. I mean, of course, we got to get rid of some dead weight like Trey Burke and Frank.
Where's DeAndre Jordan going? He staying? I don't mind him staying, but if he's gone, he's gone.
But the thing is, I don't care. I don't mind him staying if we don't get those guys like KD and all those guys. Because, like, if he's a big contract, don't get me wrong, but it's like if he stays with us, like, it's not going to mean nothing. All our guys are on rookie deals or, you know. So it doesn't affect us in any way. Pay him whatever, like, you know. And I like DeAndre. He's good for defense, you know. And I feel like he can be a good veteran voice in that locker room. Mm-hmm. But the Knicks are going to be fine, bro. Like, I'm not worried. Like, we're better than what we was, bro. As long as we had Tony Douglas, G.
But that was...
What did they know about...
Yo, that was fucking like... What was that? 08?
Yeah, but like... It's like, as soon as the Knicks got the third pick, you should have seen my mentions. You know what I'm saying? People were going in on me. But I'm looking at it like this, bro. You can't hurt me, bro. We had Jerome James. We gave Amari Stoudemire on one good knee. We gave him $100 million. They wasn't there for Eddie Curry.
Battle of the fire extinguisher.
It's like, yo, you can't hurt me no more, bro.
Curry, who's still making money off you.
He's still eating. Allen Houston signed a $100 million contract and retired, bro. You can't hurt me, bro. I can't be harmed. But yeah, man. So the Knicks are going to be good. Only thing I don't like the new draft situation. Like, teams that weren't even supposed to be.
Oh, so you mad about the Lakers? You mad about the.
I'm not mad. I'm a little.
You think it's a little. My
tinfoil hat is on, my pal. You know, there's some funny things going on there, bro. I'm not going to say. But then the Pelicans even getting number one. It's like, all right, man. You can't lose in the situation they're in. You cannot lose.
Yeah, that's so.
Because you get Zion, and then you still can trade AD for young piece. They're perfect position to be great in the next 3 to 4 years.
To be honest, they probably about to start all over again.
Yeah.
I feel like the Pelicans is going to ship out AD.
Ship AD. The thing is.
Holiday and whatchamacallit.
I think they keep Julius.
Yeah. I think they're going to ship out Randall.
Yeah, but Julius can stay. I like Julius. But yeah, they're in great position. Like, they can't lose. Even the Grizzlies, they're gonna get Ja, bro. They get Ja, and they already have Jared Jackson.
Yeah, Conley's going anyway.
So. Conley, he's on his way out.
Yeah, he's gonna be going.
They can either trade him or they can have a mentor Ja for a season or two. That'd be cool. But it's like the NBA after this summer, it's gonna be such a shift in the NBA, bro. It's gonna be a totally different league come October, bro.
So where you think KD's going?
He coming home? I'm not coming home. He coming to New York. I think he coming to New
York.
One
of the teams? You think he's coming to one of the teams?
Yeah.
Oh, you think Brooklyn or
if you go to Brooklyn, I wouldn't mind. I'm like, cool, right. Brooklyn, y'all got one.
Yo,
like,
Rios, open up that door, man. Let me get on that Brooklyn bandwagon.
Nah, bro. I'll never be. Yo, bro. All Brooklyn Nets fans are from Iowa. Iowa, bro. They're from Idaho. None of them are from New York, bro.
They're from Williamsburg.
Yeah, they're the Williamsburg Nets, bro. Like, Nobody's a real Nets fan except Rios. Rios is the only Nets fan. Who's calling me?
The Joe Harris.
Joe Harris.
Oh, where? We got a hotline?
Nah, we good. We gonna set that up once again. But yeah, man, I'm not worried about them, bro. Who is calling me? Stop calling me once again. Whoever this person is. But, all right, but
that's how y'all know it's live. We recording.
Right? Yeah. New shit.
Right.
You see where we at? Yo, who's keep calling me? I think he's my pops. He'll be all right. He'll live. He's good. He's showing. He just want to FaceTime. But the craziest shit is the Knicks are fine. Lakers are going to be. Lakers are in a situation. You seen the Magic Johnson interview?
Yeah.
He came through with the T report. He was.
I hate that y'all said he was snitching, though. I mean,
he was snitching.
He was telling facts, though.
It was facts, but he was telling on people, too. Like, Rob Pelinka, he threw him under the bus.
Rob Pelinka talking shit about him all year. Not even the past three years.
It's still snitching, bro. Like, it's still stitching. Like, it's ridiculous. Mm. But, yeah, he was going in on people.
Yeah, he was snitching.
Genie Bus. He was. The thing I liked about him, he was naming names, times, dates. Yeah. He was like, this happened then. I fuck with it, man. But the Lakers in the. What do you do, though? Because you have LeBron. You have a 34-year-old LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do, man? You have all these young assets and Lonzo.
I mean.
Do you just blow it up? You just get rid of all the young guys and just build? Because they're in win-now mode.
Yeah, if they're in win-now mode, then I.
You think they try to get AD? Or should they wait for Kawhi, maybe Kyrie? How do you think they should move? If you were the Lakers GM, like, which way would you be going?
Damn, this might sound crazy, but I'm probably going to try and see what Boogie's doing at the end of the season.
Boogie on the bad legs?
I mean, AD's injury prone too, man.
True, but AD's younger, though.
By what, a year?
Like 3 years, bro.
2 years.
3 years. 2 years. Well, Boogie turned 29 in a month, so.
Okay. Oh, and AD's 26. AD's around our age, yeah.
Yeah, he's 26.
I mean, all right, so AD...
He's already clutched. He's already clutched sports affiliate.
Yeah, so AD's already going there. Yeah. He's going there. They're somehow gonna make a trade where he can go there.
Right.
And then I guess you wait for Kawhi. I don't think KD's gonna want to play with Bron as much as people.
Honestly, I think Kyrie comes, bro. I think he comes out west.
To be honest, I think Kyrie stays in the East. I just think it's either Boston or Kyrie goes to the Knicks.
You think New York, yeah.
Yeah. I think Kyrie stays in the East, bro. I don't think he plays with Bron.
I was reading somebody talking about Kyrie to the Nets, and I was like, how do you do that with D'Lo, bro?
That's not gonna work.
Yeah, that's not gonna work, bro. You think the Nets make a play for AD?
No, I think they go for KD instead,
bro.
Anthony Davis.
They got pieces, bro. They can move and pair him up with D'Lo.
So
give him. I ain't gonna hurt, but you give up LeVert, you give up a first.
And Joe Harris?
Joe Harris, bro.
Yo, Rios, I'm sorry, bro.
Yo, Rios is the only Joe Harris fan I've ever met, bro. Sorry, bro. But, yeah, man, so NBA is going to be crazy.
It's going to be fucking weird.
That's going to be a recurring theme for this podcast is NBA free agency.
Word.
We should have an update segment. I think we're going to do that. Facts. NBA free agency update.
Facts.
AD watch. KD watch.
Yo, we should make a page, yo.
We're going to start a page. Well,
yeah, 4th and 13th got a page, yo. I need an SSID page.
We're going to start a page. All right, man, so we're going to get up out of here. So, all right, before we go, though, Ting of the Week. Who's your ting of the week, man?
You go first.
I'm going with Kali Uchis because her and Georgia Smith have been going crazy on this tour with the pictures and the content, and I'm very thankful and appreciative of everything they've been posting. Shout out to Amp. What about you, Ben?
I'm going to go with... Oh, man. Let me see if I can find... Oh, I'm going to go with that Nay Santana chick.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's fire. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna introduce a new segment to the show, right? So this is something I said on Twitter, and everybody said I should do it. So we're gonna do it. All right. So I was watching music videos on Twitter, and it was like live tweeting them as they happen, right?
Yeah.
And just commenting on the foolery that went on in music videos in the 90s and early 2000s. And there's a lot of funny shit in these videos going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Brunel and I, we're going to live watch a music video and just give us some commentary on what was going on during the video. And so from here forward, I'm going to post a poll of maybe three music videos from the 2000s, 90s.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you guys choose which one we watch on the next podcast and commentate and do on a lot. So that's what we're going to do. So if that's you have any suggestions, send them in. I'll post a poll after this episode is out. Mm-hmm. And so for the next podcast, you guys get the pick, man. What we watching a lot of commentate. Today, at this moment, we're going to do Carl Timeless, I Wish. A classic. Shout out to the Turtleneck Boys. All right, so Brunel, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. So we're on zero. We're right at the beginning. So we're about to start it up. All right. If you're watching along, 3, 2, 1. Let me turn this up. Keep some volume. He's at the piano right now. He's in his Duffy. Little flashbacks.
That boy at Kennedy Park.
Turn this down for the SoundCloud guy to snipe me. Little flashbacks, little home movies.
This remind me, you know what this remind me of? Brown Sugar.
Hold on, pause it. It reminds you of what?
Brown Sugar.
Oh, it does. All right, so we're at the 28-second mark. All right, we're starting to back up. So he's with his shorty. Love is beautiful. Love's a good time. Holding hands.
About Brooklyn Pier.
That's the broke nigga day right there. Let's go for a walk. Let's go for a walk. She's departing.
That's definitely an Airbnb. He's playing the piano.
He don't own that. He definitely was on that. That was ready.
That's an Airbnb.
He got a good, calm, fat farm.
Boy got the cashmere.
Stop.
The cashmere.
It's ridiculous. All right, so we're at the 105 mark, and he's laid up with Shorty. She's looking into his eyes. Black love. Love in general is beautiful. Fact. All right, we're going to continue. This is going to be a lot of you guys' summers. All right, we're starting back up. Looking out the window, you know he's in love. You ever just look out the window?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, I really like her, dog. I'm feeling her.
That's stage 48? That's lit.
Talking about old boys. Talking about old. He's at Duce Palooza. Yo, let's talk about how my man, he got like, what is this? What is that material? Like a corduroy?
I don't know.
What is that? I didn't know he has a nasty jacket on with a thick turtleneck in the club. I know he's hot. No matter what season.
That looks like what the bag of rice be coming in. Like, that's like a...
That material.
That's like a Trader Joe's
He got turtleneck. A Trader Joe's jacket on? That's nasty. That's a K&G jacket for everybody in Long Island. Caracos. He got a Caracos jacket on. But all right, we're going to continue. We're at the 126 mark. Watching Shorty dancing. She's doing a little wine. She can't be with me. You hear the lyrics now. They're starting to hit.
That's really how the clubs were, too, bro. I wonder if they really danced like that in slow.
I hope.
Like they
really definitely not. He definitely was doggering. This isn't real. Damn, you ever just look at a sunset with your shorty?
That's goals.
Nah.
Candles?
Candle lit? Oh.
That's lit.
Even though he loves her so.
So fast.
Man.
Love for me.
You know somebody in their R&B bag when they got the curly top.
She still belongs to someone else.
That's nasty, bro. Oh, this. Hold on.
I've been there. Oh, here
we're at
go.
The 2:23 mark. Some wild stuff's about to happen.
In a world.
Nah, but pay attention, though. This is my favorite part of the whole video. This is where all your memes come from. He's in the dark. He's singing. You singing in the dark with a fur on? Woo.
That boy in Gotham.
There's going to be a lot of you boys this summer.
That's where Bruce Wayne parents
you see
died.
Hold on. Time out.
That's where Bruce Wayne's parents got laid out.
The Bruce Wayne Cry Valley? Cry Valley? Yo, so the recap so far. He's seen Shorty with her real family holding a baby. Her man's holding a stroller. This, mind you, up to this point, it. He's on stared at the sunset with Shorty. They went on a walk. They shared food, candlelight, you know.
All that.
But she got a whole
spent
man.
The bag on her.
She belongs to someone else.
Facts.
We're playing again. He sees her in the V. He's befuddled. She sees him. He drives off.
It would have been funny if he crashed right there.
Why would you say that, bro?
If he like hit a car and then she came out the car and was like,
you think she helps him? If that situation, she sees him across the street with her man.
Nah.
She acts like she doesn't know him. Yeah. Yo, what's Future say? It's the evil world we live in. All right, so we're at the 252 mark. If you're watching along. He's blown. He's hurt. You ever mess with a girl who's blowing somebody else?
Yep.
I feel like that's all. A lot of dudes relate
to
this.
I was hurt. I was just like, all right, boyfriend number two.
You're in a different kind of, you're a different type of time. I was hurt.
I don't know if I was hurt.
No, I was hurt, bro. Dang. She still belongs to someone else, man. Life comes at you quick, man. My man's really good. He really going in. This is a great song, though.
Classic.
Heard my part. So much inside.
You know what? I think it's because, like, even though she belonged to someone else, I don't think I ever wanted that chick, a chick that bad. So it didn't hurt. I'm used to, like, being with... I'm used to, like, messing with somebody for, like, months and then never really cuffing them.
But no, you're a city boy. I just want the world to know that you're a city boy. Oh, man. Beautiful.
Real nigga, you look like Atlanta.
Yeah, that's you. You turn around in the fur hurt, man. All right, man. That was Watch Along, man. I think we should do that more often. All right, man.
Yo, can we do the trip tip drill video next?
All right, yo, relax. All right, but yo, we're going to get up out of here. SSID, Van Red, follow me, V-A-N. R-I-D-D.
That boy lost it. I forgot. That video took a toll on me.
I'm still hurt.
Yeah, I know y'all can follow me, Bernie_MACKK.
Yeah,
it's your boy Burns.
Yeah, man. So we're going to get up out of here. SSID. Season 3, episode 1.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a hacer tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.